Welcome to the Gear Slum, your one-stop shop for all things guitar culture nonsense. I'm Aaron.
I'm Phil.
And I'm Cole.
We slum it hard so you don't have to. Welcome to a special edition of...
This is a very special edition.
Why is it special?
Because I'm live streaming right
we're
now.
We're doing two things at once.
And I'm opening my secret stocking, and I'm going to open it. Oh, are you opening yours too, Aaron?
Well, I'll open it, but I probably won't have video for
10 minutes
that.
And still not open. I was showing my PRS, Steven. My brand new amazing guitar.
I'll do an audio walkthrough of my... depackaging.
Okay, so I am depackaging right now, as we speak. I got my secret stocking and premier guitar secret stocking. I have not opened it. It's a priority mail. It's like the medium. Hey Aaron, shut up.
It's like the is it like the 10x4x6 or whatever?
Yeah, something like that.
10x7 by 4.5.
See what we got here. Ooh. Looks like there's a strap in here. This. Oh my gosh.
Is that a strap?
Scooter. I don't know if Scooter's in here. But Scooter
Sheldon.
Let
me see that strap. Let me see the strap.
Okay. Are you guys watching?
Yeah, I'm watching. You're doing it on the Hangout. You're so...
Oh, yeah. Guys, this is a mess. It's a Planet Waves. It's like a braided, it's Gear Slum Red, too, which is pretty sweet.
It's like a Charlie Brown deal.
It's pretty cool, yeah. Okay.
Charlie Brown, it is.
I feel like, oh, it's the same strap.
I'm watching your live stream now.
Dude, straight up, check this part. Check that out. It's a Tommy Emmanuel beer koozie. Of all the random things. So Scooter Sheldon got this big old, like,
it's not a beer koozie. It's a Mountain Dew koozie.
Yes, exactly. So Scooter Sheldon got this Tommy Emmanuel. It's called like a night with Tommy Emmanuel in pictures or something. It's like some photo album of Tommy Emmanuel. It's pretty awesome.
I'm sorry.
So we're matching.
Who is Tommy Emmanuel?
He's a guitarist. He's like one of those guys that he's good at guitar, but the music he makes is not good and it's not fun to listen to. And so... you know, like Joe Satriani or those type of people.
Any of those guys. Okay, that category. Got it.
Okay, so I got a red strap. I got an option knob, which seems like everyone's getting one of those.
Which
one did you get? Did you get the pedal one or the guitar one?
I don't know.
Oh, that's the guitar one.
Okay,
it's like designed to replace your volume knob so you can like move it with your pinky more easily.
Okay, then I got a reverb clip-on tuner.
Your pinky goes in the notch.
Yeah. So it's meant to like, oh.
Clip-on tuner?
Cool. Yeah.
It goes clip-on in your tuner. What?
Going deep.
I got bass strings, premium electric bass guitar strings. Kelvinite brand.
You don't even play bass guitar.
Shut your mouth. I do play bass guitar. I play with my fingers like a real bassist because I'm good like that. Another option knob. Signature.
Another knob
Dean.
Option.
Oh, hey, guys.
Dean Markley.
I'm also doing a live stream strings. At this moment. And I'm just as soon as Cole's done opening his box.
I got a magnet.
As soon as Cole's
done
opening his box, then I'm going to open my box.
I got a Martin
So if you're watching,
magnet.
Hang for a minute.
How
you got a Martin magnet?
Classical gas. Oh, Tommy Emmanuel played classical gas. Who said that?
I'm hoping I get a Shinane magnet.
And then I got a bunch of Bohemian picks, and then a bunch of other stickers. I feel like that's, I don't know.
Turn off your video?
Do any of the stickers make you feel good?
Why don't you turn off your
the
mouth?
Video.
Do any of the stickers make you feel good?
There's actually Electrosonic sticker, which I don't know if who I use. One of the guys that I used to work with works for Electrosonics now, and he...
Hey, I'm live.
They make really high-end wireless mics and other equipment.
Okay.
They're used a lot. Are you done yet? in like the cinema world. No, this is still all about me.
You done yet?
Okay. Yeah, that's all. Electrosonics is cool. And so bass strings and a strap, I don't know. I wouldn't have paid $30 right. for this box if I could have seen it beforehand, probably. But I feel like I got a decent box compared to other people.
All right.
Okay, now it's Aaron's turn.
Mine now.
If you're watching on Facebook, I'm
opening mine.
I apologize, and you should go over to Aaron's live stream. And I'm finishing this.
Don't miss it. I'm going to rip this box wide open.
I'm going to watch that later, and it's going to be like, man, I hate myself.
All right, ready?
Aaron. I am not watching, so you're going to have to work on your theater of the mind here, okay?
So the first thing in my box is...
Good, yes.
A black Dickies shirt.
Nice!
A work shirt.
I wonder if they bought it at Zoomies.
A work... Tilly's.
And it says
like a button up
Dickies work shirt. Yeah, like polyester.
Yeah, like a car mechanic would wear or something.
Or like a car mechanic or Slipknot.
Exactly.
Or an AV installer.
Either one.
That's the kind of shirt I do when I'm doing installs.
Any kind of worker who wears a Dickies uniform.
What size is it?
The next item, it's an XL. So,
it's not bad. It's usable.
The next item is a Premier guitar. I'm going to turn on the camera so you guys can see me. Premier guitar trucker hat.
Oh, that's not bad.
Wait, see if it fits.
Oh, is that the same one? I think Scott Hamilton, he had one of those.
Someone else was selling one on the, had one on the Six Cycle Hum junkyard.
Yeah, it was Scott. It was Scott Hamilton.
Here's my Dickies shirt there. My Dickies shirt. I also got these D'Angelico, New York, engineered by Datterio, Electro Zinc electric guitar strings. It's 1252, so that's like what I use. See that? 1252. So hopefully that'll be good.
1252.
So that's one set of guitar strings. Oh, I got an option knob, V knob here. I'm going to open that up.
Options are really good. It's really good to have options.
Well, it's just like a piece of plastic that fits on your knob, I guess. So hopefully that works.
Wait a second.
I also I got an Ibanez Series 96 professional grade instrument cable, 6 foot. A 6 foot instrument cable is darn near useless.
That would be like you've got your pedal board sitting right in front of your amp and it runs between the two or something, right?
Totally. That's good.
Not super usable, but think how low the capacitance is going to be.
Yeah, so I mean, low. I guess it's like a decent studio.
So high
cable.
Wait, is it low or is it high?
It's going to have 50. Like.
You had a 50-50 shot.
So much low capacitance.
And you got it wrong.
So much low capacitance.
It's got like, it's got gold connectors and such.
It's going to have so much low end.
It has gold.
We'll see how it works.
Connectors, that's nice.
Anyway, so that's a cable. Got them gold tips. Got them gold tips. Got them gold tips. Also, I'm reaching in blind here. I also got those Dean Markley signature nickel steel guitar strings that everyone's getting.
Yeah.
1046, though. I don't know if I'll probably give those to a little girl or boy. I don't care as long as they're little. I'm assuming full grown women also don't use them.
I hope the recording is clean on that when you say
they got sent.
Give it to a little boy or a little girl. I don't care.
What?
We'll have to pull that out, make a sound bite out of that.
I got all access guitar lessons from Tommy Emmanuel. $75
Tommy
$75
Emmanuel,
guitar
man.
Lesson
wait.
Voucher.
Whoever
wait,
his
wait, wait, wait.
Publicist
that's pretty
he's,
cool.
He's
so I get,
his job. Wait a minute. Stop the presses. Everything full stop.
90 days of all
Aaron.
Access. I'm going to mess with that because that's kind of cool.
This
three months of free guitar lessons from Tommy Emmanuel.
Yes.
And then I got just this like is... the standard bag of stickers and picks and stuff.
Aaron, can you hear Phil?
And these, Pick Boy. Improving
he's
guitar tone.
He has ignored me. He has
can you
always
hear,
ignored me.
Can you hear either of us?
He's always okay. ignored me.
I hear
because I said that like 15 seconds ago. So hopefully once you stop
I
your
hear
Facebook
you. I
live
hear,
stream.
I hear you saying that I'm ignoring you.
Hopefully your internet won't
what
suck
did you
quite
say,
so hard once
Phil?
You stop your Facebook stream.
What
because
did you say
it is
to me?
Rough right now.
Okay.
So I got a bunch of picks, which is cool. I like to throw picks at people.
Okay. I can't wait to talk about this
right,
when
turn
he can
off
hear
the
me.
Video.
Thank you
Aaron,
for the love of all
I hear
that
you.
Is holy.
Aaron, can you hear me yet? You let me know when you can hear me.
I hear you.
When you can hear me and not sound like a freaking Cylon.
I hear you.
Okay. Aaron, this...
All right, so folks,
listen.
Sorry if you're listening to the podcast only. Really
no.
quick before Phil tells me the story.
Damn it,
that has been pure chaos. Go ahead.
Aaron, this Rahm Emanuel 90 days all
uh-huh.
access thing is...
Tommy
really,
Emanuel.
Yes.
Rahm Emanuel is something different.
Dude, if I got all access from Rahm Emanuel, that would be really cool.
It's not. Wait a minute. It's not Rahm Emanuel?
It's Tommy Emanuel.
No.
Phil.
Damn it. Really?
I hate everybody
what is,
right now.
What is. Rahm Emanuel is the was like chief of staff for Barack Obama.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah.
And now, he's, or at one point, he was mayor of Chicago or something like that.
Yeah.
He used to be. Like Israeli special forces or some such thing.
Okay.
And he curses like a sailor. Anyway, the
okay.
point is you need to get him on the podcast. If you have 90 days of all access.
I have literally zero access to Rahm Emanuel in
I'm
any
glad
capacity.
We brought,
what?
I'm glad we bought this terrible podcast to a screeching halt for you to say that, Phil. That you tried to start saying 10 minutes ago.
Okay, who do you have access to, Aaron?
Tommy
Emanuel.
Emanuel
is a guitarist, Phil.
Fine.
I know
that. We need
I know
him
that,
on the podcast.
I know
all
that we...
all access means all access. Get him on the podcast. Do you know how many times we can have him on the podcast in 90 days?
I have all access to True Fire, not to Tommy Emanuel, I guess.
Oh, what? What a jip.
Whoa, this? Racism alert.
Jip? Is that racist?
Yeah.
Yes, against gypsies, Phil. Come on.
Yep.
Is that what
and
that
tramps.
Means?
Yes, it means
yes.
to treat someone in the way of a gypsy, which means
some
you
of,
rip them off.
Oh, no.
Which means that
some
you think
of my best
all
friends
gypsies,
are gypsies. That's not what I meant.
Well.
Okay, listen. Well, I want to take that back.
It's what you said.
I understand, and that's
you don't
why
get to decide.
No, I do get to take it back because...
Well,
racism,
now that you know, now you know.
Now I know, and I want to apologize to all of our gypsy viewers. All 3% of our gypsy viewers out there.
But I don't know, like, technically, is it, like...
That feels more
gypsy,
racist when you say that.
Gypsy
listen, all
is
of the
partially...
gypsies, all of the tramps and thieves, I want to apologize to all of you.
That made it worse.
Bro.
No.
I was going to say, that made it...
Are you talking about, like, the Romanovs?
Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, I want to apologize to all of you, okay? I am
is,
sorry.
Is gypsy more of like a life, is that more of like a decision?
No.
It's not. Is it,
it
like.
It is not.
It's, but it's not like one specific race.
It's like a group of
it's a
of
nomadic
clans,
people group.
Kind of.
Yeah, but
yeah,
it's
so
not.
So there's like, there's a, there are subsets. There's like different families within that, but it's not like it's a specific thing. It means something.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's
not
like hippie. It's not like a hippie where you can just decide to be one.
Yeah, but it's also not. But like, you can decide to not be one.
No.
Well, no. You can just decide to like live a modern lifestyle.
I love how Phil thinks this is so hilarious. I don't, Phil, honestly, I don't understand you tonight. Have you completely lost your mind or something?
No. What? No. No.
Romani. Romani is a culture.
Yeah.
It is Roman. It is an ethnic
They're basically, group. It's like a Romanian ethnic group, I think, that the Gypsies.
Well, there
I think
go.
Gypsy is kind of like maybe like a slang term for a bunch a particular set of peoples.
Hmm.
Who knows? Well, anyway,
you know who is not a gypsy that I know of.
Who's that?
Is our sponsor, our first sponsor,
which is
Sinusoid.
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 Hey. Try that again. Okay, there you go.
Sinusoid
You said sinusoid, and that's
No, I didn't.
I heard sinusoid.
Sinusoid makes wonderful cables. They guarantee all of their cables.
I'm going to do a side-by-side of my Ibanez to one of my sinusoids.
For 100 years. I know I'm not the first to say it, but I love my Tech Flex cables. That I have from Sinusoid. I love them.
Hey, I heard a rumor that the slivers should be back near soon, like in December.
Okay, here's the thing. We are about all things guitar culture nonsense, but we are not about rumors. So.
Well, the rumor came from...
Or speculation. So.
Okay. Okay.
It's not really a rumor. I just framed it as such.
I see. Well, okay. The scuttlebutt. On the playground.
Was there a hullabaloo?
Are you laughing at your own joke now?
Yes.
Pull yourself together.
Anyway, everyone listening right now should go to the Sinusoid website and look for something they want to buy. Purchase that thing and then go to the shopping cart and add 10. That's what I'm saying.
Add 10?
Yeah.
Like 10 of whatever you're going to buy, just buy 10 of them?
Whatever you your inclination is to buy, you should change it to 10.
What if you were going to buy like 20 patch cables? Should you change it to 10? Only buy 10 instead?
No.
Don't buy 20.
Okay.
Change
I'm
it to
sorry.
10.
Multiply it by 10.
Oh, okay. So you should buy 200 then.
Yes. Yes.
I think that's good. We love our Sinusoid cables. We love our Sinusoid friends. So support them to support us. Check this out, guys. This week was, this is like the week that all the Black Friday stuff started showing up. So I got my Spruce FX Gigantium drive. Cole, did you get yours too?
Yeah.
How do you like it so far?
I like it a lot. I haven't had a ton of time to play with it. Okay. I really like the boost. I haven't used the drive a ton. And part of it is I'm still getting used to this amp.
Right, because you're down to that one amp.
Yeah, but I like it a lot so far. I've actually gotten a bunch of new pedals in the last little while.
Nice.
Is it weird having one amp? Does that make you feel weird?
Like, I pretty much only ever played the Deluxe Reverb before.
Do you feel like a poor person?
Well, I mean, maybe I should say with some of the money I got for selling all my amps, I bought a PRS, so I don't.
Then you don't.
I don't really feel like a poor person. Mm-hmm. I feel poor in spirit and in virtue, but not in possessions, you know.
Right.
So, what do you think about the Gigantium, Aaron?
I really like it so far. So, like you said, I particularly like the boost side of it, the Germanium boost. Even like, at really clean. I mean, it stays pretty clean even as loud as it gets. I guess depending on your amp. I'm using the Classic 30, so it gets pretty loud when it stays clean. But it just kind of like adds this fatness to your tone, especially like on the Tele. I've been using it on the neck pickup and the bridge. So I really like it. I like the drive side too, the silicone side. So how I described it and to someone in the group that was asking about it, it's like a kind of dirty amp setting with like a fat boost in front of it. So like the drive side is like an amp style drive, and then like the boost is like the boost. So if you have the fat switch off, then it's kind of like just a little bit of crunch. And when you turn the fat switch on, it gives you more of like a kind of a lead channel thing. It's not super high gain like you would think of like a high gain amp, but it's definitely like dirty amp. But I like it a lot. I've been using it and kind of like pushing other pedals with it. I really like the boost in front of like a Tube Screamer thing.
Yeah.
So I've been putting it in front of the Rook, and the ability to like boost you can kind of boost whatever frequency, so you can get rid of some of that kind of like midiness, extra MIDI of the Tube Screamer. So I really
like it. A MIDI capable Tube Screamer?
Yeah.
That's MIDI. Pretty awesome. It has presets like that.
Well,
Emerson
so the
pedal.
Tube Screamer that I have is, it has a bass and a treble control anyway. So you can already get rid of that mid hump pretty easily.
Yeah.
But it's just another option. So I think it's really cool. It's
all about the options.
I also got finally the JHS spring tank in, which has been a lot of fun as well.
Did it live up to the hype, your own personal hype?
Yeah. So I had the Alpine before, and, I actually sold the Alpine to fund this, which ended up being pretty much a straight trade. So I sold the Alpine for $140, and I bought this for $145. So I ended up like costing me $5.
And explain the difference, because the spring tank is based on the Alpine, right?
Yeah. So the spring tank is based on the Alpine with a couple of extra features. So I think they tweaked the algorithm a little bit. It gets a little bit, not ambient, but it gets a little bit of a deeper reverb, like a little bit more wet. So it still has the same like two tanks. The biggest thing that I like, well, two things. So one, it's in like a standard size enclosure instead of the double sized, which is good for my small board. But the cool thing is it has a boost into it. So it has a built-in boost. And the main thing that I didn't like about the Alpine was it always had a volume cut when you kicked it on. So you'd have to like compensate for that.
Yeah.
So this does away with that. And actually the boost sounds really cool. So what I've been doing is setting like the first tank with the boost. So like the boost, the highs, which is like it introduces some like high frequencies, length and depth. Those are like for both channels. And then you have like a mix for each one. So I turn the mix all the way down on channel one and then set it kind of high on channel two. So channel one, I've been using it just like as a clean boost with no reverb, which is kind of cool.
Oh, nice.
So it's really fun. I like it. And then it has the effects loop. So I've been throwing different things in there. I have.
And remind me, what's the
right
like,
now?
Physical,
well, I just disconnected it.
What's like the physical connection for the effects loop?
What is the effects loop?
What's the physical connection for it? Like,
it's a TRS. Yeah, it's a TRS.
Okay.
So it's the same as what I had before. It's the same as the Alpine. It's just the TRS. So the stereo TRS.
Yeah. That's cool.
And then you can set it to either be on both tanks or just on tank two. But I've been having fun with the half horse in there. So it adds kind of like this weird crackle fuzz underneath. It's pretty cool.
Speaking of those stereo TRS cables, Sinusoid makes one that I have one of, and it's really nice. That's basically just a TRS, and then it breaks it out to two quarter-inch cables, you know, which I'm guessing is what you're using for that, too.
Yes. Yeah, I have one, actually, from Sinusoid.
Guys, you should go check out Sinusoid.
Which I think is...
Phil, how many of those
one
should
of
they
the,
buy?
Like, smallest ones
let's say,
I've ever seen.
Let's say they were planning on buying three of those cables. How many should they buy, Phil?
30.
Okay, there you go. See?
So the one that I have is the one that they designed for Chase Bliss, I believe.
Oh, okay.
which is really cool. I like it a lot. It's really nice.
Is there something unique about it?
Well, it's just not super bulky. So it has like a stereo Neutrik connector on one end. And then it has, and it also has like all right angle connectors, which is seems somewhat unique amongst TRS splitters as well. Yeah, so it's just
I think that's true.
Less bulky than any other ones that I've seen or used. I like it.
That's cool.
And it's sinusoid, so it's like well constructed and looks good.
So I also bought a whole bunch of pedals on Black Friday. The other new ones that I've gotten. Oh, we should mention, guys. Phil, where are you recording from? Mention. Why am I not hearing any cars or wind or birds?
I have my same mobile setup, but I'm recording in my new house.
Boom!
In your house?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel? Uncomfortable?
Because yes, I feel like a caged animal, to be honest.
You're like those fish, like the fish that only grow like to the size of their container. Like you can't grow to your full potential because you're stuck inside of this room.
Yes, exactly.
It's like when you wear really tight pants.
Right, and I can't grow in my pants.
You like it? No, I.
We got it.
Okay. So, yeah, in my new house, I'm going to call it the house.
New house?
New house. That,
the house that
my house
built.
Yeah, because you bought that house with Patreon monies, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
We've got so much money.
Well, just the down payment, the 20% down payment.
Right.
I mean, let's not be ridiculous here.
I mean, yeah. It is a $4 million house.
I do need to make the payments, so you're right. You're right.
So it was still $80,000, $800,000 that you put down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So many of those dollars. But the good news is, instead of a tiny, tiny, tiny little house, now I have a normal size house where there's a room I can go and be in physically.
Mm-hmm.
That's away from my family to record.
Like, it's possible to be in a room and be the only individual in that room in your new house.
And to not, yes, that and to not share a wall with my sleeping child.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, your child is awake at the moment.
I know, but he'll go to sleep soon.
He'll be asleep at some point, I'm sure.
Phil, I'm very proud of you for trying this, at least. I know it's not what you would consider ideal, but
it
I think
really
it's
done
really well so
but
far.
But that's because you are a lunatic, and that's okay.
I think once you get the hang of it, you'll be fine.
It's not a
natural thing, but it's good. It's good for you. You're growing.
I really, really do not like it. This room is like 12 by 12, I think, and
so
I'm
you don't
missing.
Like- So you don't like being in a room and talking to people.
Wait, why don't you just sit down?
I
don't
sit,
have to pace.
And then I stand up and I pace around.
Uh-huh.
And I move my arms.
Fascinating. I really, mm-hmm. I know it's probably like against the law, but I really want you to just live stream one of your classes one day. Because if this is such a difficult scenario for you, you realize that this is fairly similar to being in a classroom and teaching our young generation.
Cole, I don't know what you think happens in a classroom, but here's the thing. Modern science claims that best practice, that's teacher lingo, by the way. Best practice, that's everybody lingo. Is to get up in their grill, so to speak. Okay?
So people at home understand, Phil teaches in one of those scared straight schools from the MTV reality show, you know?
he wears a military uniform.
I don't
like a
most
drill sergeant.
Most of the day I'm wandering
carries a
all
saber.
Over the classroom.
You're over the classroom?
Wandering.
No. Oh, Aaron. Wandering. Okay, sorry.
Aaron, what is up with
I missed a word. It's okay, bro.
We're all
relax.
We're all so on edge because the podcast started. It was such a nightmare to start with. We're like still, it's because we're all thinking in the back of our mind, like, man, we're not going to be able to use like 20 minutes of that.
No, it'll be, it's not as bad as you think. It'll be fine.
That's what we always, bad. That's always in the back of our minds. Okay. So I got a bunch, of pedals. So the thing that's been happening lately, and I'm not going to say that I'm proud of it necessarily, but Aaron will often send us messages on through a Facebook messaging service and say, hey, check out this cool deal I found on this cool pedal. And I wish I
Let
could
me tell
buy
you why it. I do that. So I have, I'm like an impulse. I'm an impulse shopper in some ways.
Yes.
But I've learned like through the years. So this is what I'll do when I have money that I want to spend. Is I'll just like go to a store and like find something that I want and I'll like walk around with it for a little while and then I'll put it back and leave. And like just doing that makes me feel like it like releases the charge of like wanting to spend money. Like so I do that same thing virtually. Released. Yeah. So I do it virtually with you guys. So I'm like
well,
shopping
the,
and I'm like, oh, I want to buy something. So I'll just share it with you. And when I share it with you, it feels like I bought it.
Well, here's the problem though. That's like, let's say you were an alcoholic and you're trying, you're like a recovering alcoholic. And, but like you have figured out that if I go to a bar and just like hold a beer in my hand, then it helps.
Exactly.
It helps me like cope.
Exactly.
But then you're like, hey, Cole, come to the bar with me. And I get freaking hammered and like get a DUI on the way home and stuff. This is harming
me.
Yeah,
but see,
Aaron.
that's on you, dude. That's on you.
Well,
you gotta figure out what works for you.
I understand that, but I was there to support you.
Hey, and you did. You did a really good job of supporting me.
So,
and I appreciate it.
So the first
you
one
just
you
happened
sent.
To also become an alcoholic in the process.
Exactly. Like,
but that's not my fault.
I
want
to be like, dude, I know that I'm here to support you, but I'm also an alcoholic and I don't have the same willpower that you do, obviously. Like this is not a great support group, let's be honest.
Out really well for me.
So the Gigantium, did you send me that one originally, the Blem, or did I see that? At any rate, I ended up buying
I think
that
you
one.
Just saw it because I had seen it but I didn't share it with you.
Yeah. And then you sent me the Digitech Lux that was selling for $45 on Reverb.
Yep. You bought that.
And then I bought that because it's like, and by the way, I'll post some pictures of it and maybe people have seen it. It's like a cocked whammy, basically, if that makes sense. It's like a harshly detuned chorus. What's the word they use to describe it, Aaron?
Well, it's the detune algorithm. Okay. From the whammy pedal. It's an anti-chorus, they say.
Yeah.
So it's like a chorus effect in that it's like a doubler and a detuner, but it doesn't modulate.
The form factor on it is really cool. It kind of is like the Strymon pedals where it's like a single, like the top and the piece of metal on the top kind of folds down two of the sides. But it's really short, like it's really shallow. And then it has these cool metal knobs on it. At any rate, for $45, it's pretty cool. And it came with a power supply, like a, you know, one spot wall wart type of thing. But I haven't even plugged that one into an amp and listened to it yet, so I'm kind of lame. Mm-hmm. But then Aaron sent me, hey, check it out. They're selling Blem Iron Horses. So the Walrus Iron Horse. And he was like, it's a V1, but it's pretty cheap. And all the other Blems on the site had like a picture of the actual blemish. But this one didn't. And so we were both thinking,
what was it
probably,
like $85, $85,
$85, no tax, no shipping. I mean, Phil, what in the world are you doing?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Are you like moving furniture into your house?
It's very loud.
Whatever you're doing is very loud. But I think maybe you're missing the point of why we wanted you to be recording indoors.
Next time, I'll be moved in.
Okay. And then there'll be something else.
Just do the, if you're going to be like moving heavy furniture, you can just mute your microphone for a minute.
Okay. That's a great idea.
So
it is.
So the Iron Horse is normally $200. They just came out with a version 2, which it changed the sweep on pretty much all the knobs. It's a distortion pedal, and
it's based on a rat.
Yeah. So I've been interested.
Or as they
in
say
it.
In the industry, it's an LM308 bass distortion.
Yes. Which an LM308 is an op amp. Now that I said that, I'm second guessing myself, but I used to use those op amps a lot.
Yes. I believe it is. Op amp that is often used, that was used in the original rats.
We assumed this one was a version 1. So it was $85, so it was more than half off, which is pretty crazy. So I went and bought it thinking that there was more than one. And so I bought it. You know, Aaron had just pointed out to me, I buy it, reload the page, and then it says out of stock. So I felt kind of guilty. And Aaron was like, nah, I probably wouldn't have bought it anyways or whatever. Partially trying to make me not
Aaron,
feel like
yeah,
such
he was
a
trying
jerk,
to be
I think.
Nice.
Exactly. Which obviously I wasn't.
It's a good thing that I did it. We weren't in person because I was definitely crying when I said it.
and then I get it, and I wasn't like familiar enough to recognize like on site the difference between the V1 and
on site.
But I opened it up. It looks.
I don't know what that means.
It looks really cool. And then I saw the instructions in there, and it said
that's
Iron Horse V2.
It's a Kanye West Shepherd song.
I'm thinking like, oh, that the instructions, those are just the instructions they have now, so they just put the ones in there that they had. But then I looked up the graphics, and the graphics were the same as the V2, and so I opened up the pedal, and sure enough, like the board on it has the version on it and everything. So for $85, I got a version 2 Iron Horse. And I'm pretty stoked about it. And
how do you like it?
It's really cool. So I've acquired a few pedals recently.
How do you like it compared to the Harbinger?
I don't know. I'm gonna have to shoot those out, and I have a feeling I might have that opportunity in the near future.
Does the Harbinger have the 3-band, or does it have the parametric EQ?
It's parametric, okay. Yeah. Which, in some ways. Is more useful for me, at least. I like, mm-hmm. like, I don't know if it's, it's just like it works with how I think, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes sense to me, and so I can make it work on the fly, kind of. But I really like the Iron Horse. I also got a Freedman BEOD and a Zen Drive from a guy locally. And
Zen Drive is love pedal?
Yeah, Love Pedal didn't originally make it. I think they bought it from someone else because if you look online, because I had one before, and like the pre Love Pedal ones sell for a lot more than the Love Pedal ones.
Oh, weird.
This is the version that has the red like back and sides, so it's.
Uh huh.
I think it's like the actual standard version, like the current normal version.
Right.
And so maybe now's the time to talk about this. So I bought some pedals on Black Friday. I started realizing like, hey, I have all these drive pedals that I think are cool, you know, I should try to do something with it. And so I ended up making a tournament bracket, and I have 16 drive pedals, and I'm going to start doing, I hope, a weekly video, but I don't have a ton of experience making videos, and I'm sure as I get into it, it's going to be a lot more time consuming than I expect it to be right now. And I bet, you know, like someone like Ryan, who actually makes like professional quality videos, is like this loser trying to make videos. He's way in over his head.
Pay attention, because I'm pretty sure in like 2 or 3 weeks they're going to probably announce that they're doing an overdrive bracket too.
I will murder them if they do that.
I don't know what's up with Ryan, but he has a really hard time coming up with content that's not directly stolen from us.
Just Ryan, though, because Steve, I'm not going to kill Steve, because I'm sure he's just like, yeah, that sounds fine.
No, I'm just kidding. Sounds good. You'll be hearing from our lawyers.
So, yes, Ryan, you'll be hearing from my brother,
Clint Duke.
Whoa,
exactly,
Esquire.
Yes, you'll be hearing from Clint.
Phil coming in hot.
Clint Esquire. That was really loud. You screamed.
Okay,
really loud.
and so as I started Lee, laying loudly. Out like. I started laying
this
out
my
pedals in this bracket, and it turned out that I kind of it ended up working out to be like four kind of regions of four pedals each. So I've got fuzz, distortion, just kind of generic overdrive, and then dual drive pedals.
Mm-hmm.
And my thought is that, and maybe this is the time that we could put in a little plug for Patreon. I wanted to incorporate the Patreon people into it in some way, and in a way that doesn't include me giving anyone any of these pedals, because I want them all for myself. And so my thought was that I'll post the video for the patrons first and let them vote on the winner of each, you know, matchup.
Yeah.
And then I'll post it publicly and say, you know, this is who the Patreon chose and who would you choose type of thing. So hopefully that'll be fun. It was one of those things that, like, I came up with the idea and I'm like, oh man, this is awesome. And then the more I thought about it, the more I thought, like, maybe this is only awesome for me, because it's like, ooh, look at all these amazing pedals that I have. Like,
no, I think it's cool.
Doesn't that make the rest of you happy? So I hope it's fun for everyone. I think it's a cool idea
because we've been working on ways to expand content. And I think it's like a natural way. So I've been like working on this idea for videos too, which we'll see how it goes. But I think yours is like a natural extension of the way that you operate. So I think it's cool.
Yeah. Cause honestly, like, this is kind of what I go through. Like, I have basically,
it's like you have so much money that you just buy everything and then compare them afterwards.
I don't have that much money, but maybe we should talk about this American-made PRS that I just bought, a 10-top amazing PRS that I bought.
Hang on. Here's the thing. Aaron, you and I live in California.
Uh-huh.
And gear costs the same in Utah as it does in California.
Okay.
But the cost of living in Utah is ridiculously lower than it is in California.
Okay.
So, housing costs specifically.
Yeah. Yes. Cost of living. That's what that means, right?
Well, cost of living includes like food, gas.
Chick-fil-A costs the same here as it does in California.
Do it?
Chick-fil-A costs the same?
Pretty much, I think.
What about bananas and Mountain Dew?
What price bananas?
Bananas and Mountain Dew. That's what I have for breakfast every morning. Bananas and Mountain Dew.
Good. Okay, we should all price check bananas and Mountain Dew at our
Everyone
go-to store.
Right in. Call the voicemail.
Well, it depends. And, like, if you get regular bananas, they're like 89 cents a pound. But if you get, like, organic bananas, then they're, like, $4 a pound.
Yeah, exactly. I actually only eat plantains.
I was once in line at the grocery store, and I had organic bananas in my cart. And the lady behind me was like, excuse me, those are organic. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, she's like, those are really expensive. It's like, okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
was she implying, like, how can someone like you afford bananas?
She was. She was like, she thought she was like doing me a favor. She's like, sir, you accidentally grabbed organic bananas.
She's like looking you up and down.
You don't know what you're doing.
Excuse me, sir. In your t-shirt and sneakers, you may want to know that. Yeah, so
I don't think you're white enough to be buying organic bananas.
Like, can I buy those for you?
I don't know.
So
I
mean, all that is to say that I'm not rich. Everything that I have, I have worked for and is only a result of my own gumption and stick-to-itiveness. I wrote that the other day and I was like, I spelled out stick-to-itiveness and I was like, man, that's not easy to look at as a word. So going back to the bracket thing though, like it's a natural extension in the sense that that's like actually what I do, because I have basically I have a Boss MS3. It's like a pedal. It's a multi-effects unit, but it also has effects loops in it that let you. It has 200 presets. And I basically have like a distortion, a fuzz, and then like a medium gain overdrive in the three loops. And so when I get a new pedal, I'll like actually shoot them out. I'll put them, you know, I'll mess around with them both and see which one I like and decide which one goes on my board, you know. So in my mind, it's kind of just how I think. And so I hope that people will enjoy, because you see shootouts between pedals, but it's always pedals that are like identical. It's like Klon and a Klon clone or something, you know. It's like shooting out the clone with the actual pedal, or I don't know. These pedals are similar in the sense that they're drive pedals, but they're also different enough that I think it'll be interesting. So yeah, I'm excited for that, and hopefully, and so I've been like making this little video shooting booth.
That's really cool.
It's pretty awesome. Out of white construction paper and this weird LED panel.
Oh, dude, I have another pedal story.
How much was that LED that you got?
It was like $30. It
whoa,
rich guy.
Dang, dude. Check this out. Speaking of your bracket, one of the pedals you have on there is the Conaglia. What is it?
Congelia.
The Calgina? Canalia.
Speaking of being from...
the
how much does that cost in California?
The now I'm like... Now I've actually made myself forget what it's called. The Lollygagger FX Canalia. Anyway, the Canalia. Dude, speaking
Buongiorno.
Of Canalias, The Godfather has been like coming on TV lately, and every time it's on, I have to watch it. Like, I get sucked in for like 2 hours. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, dude. There's a few of those movies where I don't have cable because I live a very modest lifestyle. I want to make that clear. And that's like one thing, like I don't necessarily miss, like it would be nice to have a DVR and like watch the actual shows I want to watch, but I kind of miss just like flipping through and like Shawshank Redemption's on. It's like, well, I'm going to watch this entire movie now.
Yeah.
Even though I've seen literally 100 times, you know?
Anyway, so Sean posted in the group, the Gear Slum group on Facebook. If you're not in the Gear Slum group on Facebook, get your butt in there.
Then you probably accomplish more than the rest of us do in any given day.
Yeah, probably. He posted in there that someone was selling one. So Sean's the guy that makes them. That someone was selling one on Reverb for $125, which is crazy low already. Because
so
what are
they
like?
They start at like 280, but then depending on like the type of. So we've talked about this pedal before, but it's in a wood enclosure. And so it'll have like different sort of grades, I guess, of flame maple.
Right. Like, yeah.
But depending on what you get, like it starts in the 280 range, I think. So yes. So all the ones.
So apparently this guy posted it on Reverb like 2 weeks ago, at like 200 something, and just kept dropping it and dropping it like every day, got lower and lower price.
Which is like so. Is that one? It's not the type of thing. Like, I see the same thing because I'll follow every Roni that comes up on Reverb. And, like, people have to understand that, like, things like that have a lot of value to some people, but the potential market is a lot smaller than it is for, like, you know, a Boss pedal or a JHS pedal or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it just takes time to sell it.
It's lower than I thought.
I think that if someone is dropping the price every day, that's...
You're just going to wait. Yeah.
Desperate. I'm desperate
totally.
For cash.
Yeah, like
yeah,
load
totally.
On me, please.
For sure.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at it. This is mine. The one that he posted is the Lake Michigan one, which is like a blue, like flame maple. So the standard ones are 219, and then everything else with like the flame top are 279. So this one's $279 new. Anyway, so it's 125 plus 15 shipping. So I go on. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna shoot him a low ball and see what happens. And so I offered him $100 plus shipping, so 115 total. And he just accepted it within, like, a minute.
Like, immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's like he couldn't wait to, like,
So I'm like, man, yeah. I should have gone down to like 75 or whatever. But
but that's the thing is like people, that's the worst, because on one hand you're like, I'm already lowballing this guy, like you feel like you're being a jerk anyways, and it's like, if you were to go any lower without knowing that he would accept it, you're like, man, this guy's gonna hate me. But
yeah, that's true. Anyway, so I got one of those coming in the mail, which I'm excited about, because when I had it before, the one that he had sent around for us to check out, I didn't have an amp that I really liked. So now that I have an amp that I enjoy, I'm really excited to like throw this thing in front of it and see how it goes.
Totally. Well, so, and it's kind of funny, like, you got that pedal, he sent it to you, because you're, like, out of the three of us, you tend to be the one who actually, like, generates any kind of content about actual pedals and things like that. Then he sends it to me, and while I had it, I won the one finale from the giveaway.
Yeah, the Boutique Builders United.
And now you, like... you know, get this super cheap one. And I wondered in the back of my mind, like you could tell, like I don't know that he cared that I won it over anyone else, but I think he was excited because he knew that I actually had played the pedal and liked it and stuff like that.
Yeah. So yeah.
He thought, and I wondered, like, I'm sure he feels the same way about Aaron. And like, I wondered if in the back of his mind, when he posted that reverb listing, he's like, man, I hope Aaron goes and buys it, you know?
He posted it, and I'm like, I'm going to make it even lower. And he goes, you're a dog. You're
enough.
A dog.
You've underestimated me, sir.
You're a dog. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
So
I'm
pretty awesome.
So I got one. And Phil, you should have a, you should get a Calgina.
Should I talk about it now?
Heck yeah.
Is okay, it like an official, is it an official thing?
Yeah, I believe so.
Well, I did get the tracking number.
Oh, yeah.
So our good friend Sean of Calgina FX.
Lollygagger FX.
Yes.
The Calgina is just one pedal that he makes.
So I...
He's going to love all this positive press we're giving
him. Bad press is good press. Or
no press is bad. Good press. No, yeah.
All press is good press. Is that what it is?
Nope.
No news is good news.
No press is bad press.
Okay.
Or all press is good
what's
press.
What's that from? No news is good news. Is that from Men in Tights? Or is that from like Blazing Saddles or something?
It's from like life. Continue. It's like a thing people say.
So he, I guess he has one. It sounds like it's the actual physical pedal has made the rounds. He's like sent it all over.
It's the one that kind of, that I had and then Cole had. It's his like demo one that he was sending
like that
around.
Actual one.
It's that same one.
Yeah.
It sounds
yeah,
like
it's the same one.
To a lot of people because
yeah,
it,
that's
it's
his,
not
that
just
was his like
guys.
It's his demo unit that he sends around for people
yeah,
to try out.
Cuz I sent it to the people who are now sending it to you. Like he didn't let me send it back to him. It's like
and I sent it who, I sent it to the person who sent it to the people who are now sending it to you.
Who
it's a pay it backwards scenario.
Yeah.
who has it right now, or who had it before?
No, some. I think I don't know.
Aaron
some guys Roto something.
No, I know, but after okay, and after that,
I can find out. It was
okay. Whatever. But the point is,
you asked, and then
said,
now you're,
like, he said he doesn't feel
okay. Whatever.
We can't have dead air, Aaron.
It's not dead air. You just keep talking.
Okay, I'll wait.
All right, I'll wait till you're ready for me to tell you then.
Guys, how's everyone doing? I just want to know how everyone's doing.
Shh. Aaron's finding something out for us.
I already found out.
And he needs time.
I already found out. I already know the answer. So someone had this pedal, and then they sent it back to Sean, and now he's sending it to you. I'm not going to tell you who had it before, because I don't want you to know.
Okay.
Ever.
I don't... I don't need to know that story to tell you my part of the story.
You literally asked who had it before.
Yes, I did.
And I was going to answer you, and you freaked out on me.
And you made a big, weird thing about it. So
I did not.
If you don't have the information, then I'll just move on.
I have the information.
So. And but I, move on. I said, tell us the information.
I would, but I'm not going to. No.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
You said,
moving on.
Who had it before? And I said, oh, let me find out. And you said,
I wish I could say, Cole, play back the tape. But you're going with the tape now. So
how are you guys doing? Cool.
I don't know. Anyway, I'll move this on with my story. We're moving forward.
Okay.
And here's the story.
Carrying on.
The story is.
Moving it forward.
Sean messaged me and said, hey, I have a Ottawa, I can't remember what it is. It's some cheap Ottawa and.
The Ottawa Senators.
Ottawa
Senators.
Canada? Yeah. We both made the same stupid joke.
Right. Some actual maple
it's like
syrup.
It's like this lame Ottawa.
Genuine maple syrup.
Remember Genuine?
Heck yeah, dude. Wait, you got is Genuine
Go
from
ahead.
Ottawa?
Go ahead, sing a song.
I don't remember the song. Pony? Okay. Is that the one? Pony?
Yes.
No,
I can't remember how it goes.
No, that's Cisco.
No, it's not. It's Genuine.
Is it?
No, Cisco is.
Morning.
She got dumps like a truck. A guy's like what? Well,
you're right.
Let me see that thong. That thong, 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 thong.
Yeah, you're right. And
one of the Guitar Nerds, it was like from the Guitar Nerds account, so I don't know who posted it, but on Instagram, they posted blue, like the St. Vincent guitar with a couple pedals that were the same like color of blue.
Uh-huh.
And the caption was just, it's blue. And so I replied, da-ba-dee, da-ba-da, and I didn't get any. nobody validated me at all, and I was disappointed in that.
I appreciate that joke.
That's a very good joke.
Da-ba-dee, da-ba-da.
That's a very good joke.
I like that joke. Yeah, very good. So he says the Cangina is beat to crap.
Mm-hmm. It's not. It's beat
words.
To crap. From the standpoint of somebody who sells brand new pedals.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like the same.
Said,
so like that Blem. That
it's
blem,
just been shipped. Exactly. It's been shipped around a lot. So it's not like brand new.
Right. Right. He doesn't feel comfortable selling it new because. So,
yeah,
which
yeah.
I get if you like care about what you do and it doesn't look perfect.
Yeah. Especially, right? Especially when like part of the appeal of his pedals is the looks of it, you know.
That's true. Right.
Like
that's a big part of it. So he said, hey, I don't have anybody else to send it to. Do you want it for the Board of Education? And I was like,
the Board of Education.
I'm like, are you joking? I mean,
Board.
Of course.
You're like, excuse
board.
Me.
Board of Education.
So he's.
I thought you were doing like a Budweiser Frogs thing.
So he's sending it to me, which is extremely generous.
It is very generous and very cool.
I'm stoked to see it on the board.
So on the board of education, we have a TC Dark Matter, which is a very sort of it's a $50 brand new pedal.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a DS1. You have some cheap Canadian.
We have a DOD Chorus.
Yep.
A Chorus.
If I get it working.
And then you're going to have this freaking $300.
There's more. Digital delay soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. The sound tank.
Do you have an analog delay? An analog reverb?
We have the also a Soul
Food
move along. And a crayon.
Oh, you have a Soul Food and a crayon. That's pretty cool.
Oh, that is cool.
So,
I've wanted the EHX crayon, right? I'm assuming it's not the EHX one.
Yeah, yes.
Correct. Farmer Michael sent me the Soul Food, and our friend
Ed Chu Brute
sent me the crayon. And so, okay, so that's
still, still my favorite joke in the history of this podcast.
So that's, by the way, I was just listening to that last night with my wife, and she said, "What did he just say?" So then I had to explain the joke.
Like, his name is Ed Chu.
What, here's what's really awesome. I go, "His name is Ed Chu, and Aaron's joke is Ed Chu Brute." And she paused for a second. She goes, "Why not like Gesundheit?"
Yeah.
And I said,
"Well, those are different jokes."
And I said, "That's the joke."
They're both
that,
valid jokes.
Yeah, it's a right.
But Ed Chu Brute is much more, you know,
highbrow.
It's heady. Creative, it's heady.
It has a.
Here's the thing.
It's a heady. It's a
anyone.
Heady
anyone could say Ed Chu, Gesundheit. That's easy. That's like you. That's a child's joke. Child's
that's
play.
That's the obvious one.
It's so obvious.
Very good joke, but I wouldn't say it's an excellent joke.
It's an okay joke. So it's a 6.5 out of 10.
The point is,
Ed Chu Brute is a solid. Now. It's a solid joke.
It's a perfect drive, 5 out of 7.
The drive section now is modded DS1.
Modded DS1. Soul food.
Crayon.
Dark matter.
And the Kangina. Then it's going to have the...
How many drive options is that, Phil?
Oh.
No, let's skip it. Skip it.
Okay.
We got some momentum here. Let's
okay. Then we've got...
And then...
And we've got the Ottawa.
And then...
The DL5.
And then...
So, I'm going to need all of you viewers at home to... Tell me what order this board should be in.
Tell me the
again. I would say.
I just said them.
Order it right
but
to left.
Aaron was
right
being
to
an
left.
Idiot,
you
so
guys
didn't understand.
No,
what we're saying.
Aaron, you are not a viewer at home. So
right,
you,
I am at home.
And also, Aaron, when you're making jokes that are based around interrupting people and your internet is completely awful, it does not work as well. And it just makes me very angry.
You got to think. I'm not trying to interrupt him. I'm guiding him along.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know you're not trying to interrupt him.
You said the joke was based on interrupting. It's not based on that. It's based on.
He did not say that.
Yeah,
so the
he
point
did.
Is,
he
viewers
literally
at home,
did.
Viewers at home, preferential treatment to Patreons. Patrons.
You know what you should do, Phil, is you should post a... You should post a list.
Yeah.
Tell me all the non-drive pedals, though.
Do we call them patrons or do we call them Patreons?
We call them patrons. Street Crew.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, it's only three. It's the DO5, the...
Which is a delay pedal?
Yes. The FX68 and the Ottawa.
What's an FX68?
The chorus.
Oh, okay.
Delay,
chorus,
DOD,
Ottawa.
The
DOD.
Put the Ottawa. I would put the Ottawa like before some drives and after some drives.
Aaron.
I'd put it before all the drives.
After some and before some.
I hate drives into WAS, but
I love it.
I hate drive into Ottawa.
I hate driving to Ottawa.
I've actually
so far
into Ottawa. I lived in Ottawa for like 3 months. It's pretty nice. So I did drive into Ottawa a few times, and I hated it. Mm. I like driving out of Ottawa.
When you drive out of Ottawa, where do you drive to?
You drive to Gatineau, which is across the river. There's the river that basically splits Ontario from Quebec, and there's Ottawa and Gatineau are basically kind of the same city separated by the river. So one of them's in Quebec and one's in Ontario. There is your geography lesson for the day.
All right. Okay.
So much Canada.
So I would put the delay last. Yeah. But okay. The drives, like, the drives, it just depends on what you're looking for.
You dude, we got to get you an analog reverb for that board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do.
I know. We really.
If anyone has a like a Hall of Fame mini they want to donate, that would be cool.
Nobody gets rid of those. You could sell them.
Or what amp do you have? Does the amp have reverb?
Well,
you're using like a headphone amp, right?
That's yeah, really. I have an amp in there. It's one of those just small acoustic, acoustic the brand
like the amp. Acoustic brand, yeah.
And but I keep thinking I need to hide it because I've got one or two kids during study hall that keep figuring out, you know, like when I turn my head, all of a sudden everything's set up and they're like middle, and so I need to like
oh yeah, so the goal is is more so to have like a headphone amp situation.
Right, because well, and I thought the acoustic amp was a good option because it has a headphone jack, but it's not because there is no high school student in their right mind that will go, oh, cool, an amp, that there's an headphone option and just a speaker option. I will plug it in, plug in my headphones. Every single time they go, everyone needs to hear this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like,
this is my gift to the world.
Exactly.
The music
yes.
that I'm playing, it's a waste if nobody is able to appreciate it.
Yeah. If a high school student play noodles on a guitar in the forest and no one's there to hear it, does it make a sound?
Does it help him pick up girls? That's the question.
You know? That is the question. Yes. Yes.
And no,
that's
doesn't.
The question. And no, it does not.
Dude, your kids are going to have so much fun trying to pronounce Calgina.
Does it say it on the pedal? Or is it lollygagger?
It's a good thing. It
says both
on the pedal.
It's a
good thing you already got the. It's a good thing you already got the tracking info on that, because I'm pretty sure he would have like revoked the offer after he listens to this.
Sean loves us, and we love Sean.
Sean, if you're listening, I really, really appreciate this. I can't honestly now. I can't wait to play it. I was not like, I didn't feel like I personally had a reason to like try it out, but all of a sudden with the Board of Education, it's like an awesome thing to just kind of not just for me. It's just like for all my guitar
totally.
Kids to
because you tend to be like the least. You are like the least apt to just jump on new pedals and try out new stuff of all of us, it seems like, right? Because your board is kind of, it's set where it is.
You're like the most, the most content,
like compelled.
No, see, here's the thing. The difference between me and you guys is I would try anything other than drives. If someone was like,
that's
hey,
true.
Can I send you this? It's the drives that you guys are like, I love different flavors of drives, and I'm just not particularly into it. But I know my kids will be. Like, the fact that they'll have a bunch of different options to, like, click through and, like, hear these different tones. I know that they will be into it. And for me, like, that's not, like, the thing that I get all fired up on. But I would be super into any, like, if somebody wanted to send me five choruses, I would go nuts.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I don't know. It's only because of the.
It's only chorus that you care about.
No, it's anything modulation, I guess.
Have you ever played a Mobius?
No.
You gotta get a Mobius, dude.
I'm afraid. I'm honestly afraid. When I listened to you talk about it, I was like.
Wait,
that's
why?
Like the one thing. Just
because
you'd love it so much?
Yeah, it sounds...
And it's $300.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If I get one and I really like it, it will make me want the other two.
You should get the...
Because I love delay and I love reverb and I really, really love my L cap.
If only there was a pedal that had tons of cool modulation and delay and reverb.
Is there?
All in one pedal.
Don't you say the MS, the MS-3.
Dude, you should get you should get the Boss MD500.
Huh?
You should get the Boss MD500.
Yeah, that would also be good. That's does that one have like?
It's like their like floorboard, right? Their modulation box.
Oh yes, the is it called?
It's like the DD500, the RV500, the MD500. Yeah. Did I say DM?
No.
Yeah, you MD500.
I was thinking it was something else. Yeah, that.
Yeah, MD that for mod. Is, mod.
But it doesn't have a it doesn't have the destroyer on it.
Good news, you guys.
Does it not?
Mobius is not cheap on Reverb.
It's not.
Oh, yeah, in case you're wondering, it sells for basically what it sells for new.
Ugh.
I'm surprised it's not more than new. But, dude, I think you really should look into... I know it's still a lot, but the MD500 would be really cool for you.
It's new. It's even cheaper because the...
Get Kathy on here. Let me tell her to buy you one for Christmas.
So as if this podcast wasn't a nightmare enough, I got this notification sound and
tone.
It's because I had opened the Lollygagger website and to look at the price of the Calgina. And it was the little pop up that's like, "Hey, can I help you with anything?" Like,
oh, I got that too.
It's Sean's wife that does it. So I was like, "Hey, we're recording right now." This is a mess. So shout out to Colette. Yeah, that's all. I apologize for all of us that were mispronouncing Sean's pedal.
Mispronunciation.
Canagilio.
We're mispronouncing.
Pronouncing.
Cangilio.
Canaglia. The Canaglia. I think Canaglia is like it's like an Italian word for like what is it? Like
sounds.
What do you call it? Like a rake? There's got to be a better word for that.
Please tell me it's like. I hope it's like meat.
No, it's like a person, like a hooligan kind of thing. A canaglia.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a punk.
Hoodlum?
I think so.
A ne'er do well.
Street punk.
Yeah, like a street punk. Like a ne'er do a scoundrel. Scoundrel is the word I was looking for.
A scoffer.
Rapscallion.
A rapscallion, yeah. The canaglia. It's what I would imagine people calling Michael Corleone. Like if you were a cop if you were an Italian cop, you would call him.
And he was 14 years old.
I guess it's not really. It's not so much Michael Corleone as it is like Sonny. Sonny is a canaglia. I feel comfortable saying that.
I just want to shout out to Tommy Emmanuel. Thank him for
before
his
we leave
service.
Before we end this episode, I would be remiss if we did not mention our other sponsor, the Gabriel Tenorio String Company.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned them.
Yep, they got the best bridge to nut ropes
all
in town.
Six of the strings.
I just bought some. I bought a set of acoustic strings for my brother-in-law as a Christmas gift, and if you're looking for a gift for the guitarist in your life, even if that guitarist is yourself, I think a set of strings is a great stocking stuffer. So I think it's cool. I would be stoked to get that, and you should too. So go to, I always forget his website, but just search Gabriel Tenorio String Company and buy some strings. Get your bridge to nut ropes. Go buy some Sinusoid.
Or nut to bridge.
Go play on our Patreon page.
His website is thegts.co.
Thegts.co, is that what it is? Or thegtsco.com?
Yeah, thegts.co.
Okay, do not go to Gear Supply Co. Because that will be the wrong place. Well, guys, thanks for friendship. It's been real. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey
Merry
Aaron.
Christmas. Wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for friendship.
Oh, wait, guys, one more thing.
Hey, Cole.
Thanks for friendship.
Yeah?
Thanks for friendship.
Thank you for friendship.
Guys.